Hello and welcome to Ted and Tim's Brain Fart.
I'm Ted and/or Tim.
And I'm Tim and/or Ted. And today I'm asking you a question that's slightly off subject.
Okay.
How would you survive? That's right, I was sticking with that theme.
Wait, hang on. That's on subject.
Wait for it. I've got the cliche. Cliche? Sure. Oh, I don't know. I've got the catch is what I was going to go with.
How is cliche and catch even the same?
In my brain, they're spelled exactly the same. We'll start with the silent Z. Anyway, how would you survive a horror film? But we haven't got our powers from the other films that we've done.
Okay.
So it's just us, me and you, horror film. Which horror film and why, how, go?
Which horror film, why, how,
and go?
Friday the 13th.
Is that a horror film?
I don't know.
Wait, I'll stick to Freaky Friday. Yes, Friday the 13th is a horror
Freaky
film.
Freaky Friday's a horror film. That's awful. Imagine being swapped into someone else's body.
It depends on whose body it is.
That's a good point.
So, that's Friday the 13th. Which one's that?
Oh, no, wait.
Is that Mike Myers? No?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know enough about horror films, I don't think. Friday the 13th is the only one I can remember. Saw. I'm not afraid of that little dickhead.
That's a thriller.
No, it's not a thrill. It wasn't very thrilling. And I don't know much about that either. I haven't seen it.
All right. Okay, so let's go. Let's see what horror films we can remember that we think we know a bit about.
Okay. What's the dream one?
I was going to say Freddie Mercury. It's not.
It's not Freddie Mercury. No. Freddie Mercury's the one to break free one.
That's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Freddy
Krueger.
Krueger, that's the guy. Yeah. Ray went nearly. Freddy got fingered. That's a different film as well.
Freddy Scissorhands.
Freddy Scissorhands, that's the one. Right, yeah, so that's the dream one, right?
Right.
I can't remember the one that had Jason in it.
Is that Friday 13th?
That could be, yeah. Or it could be Halloween. No. Halloween's Mike Myers.
Halloween's Mike Myers.
Yeah, he scares me.
Friday 13th has got to be Jason then, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it's
What's
be.
The difference between Mike Myers and Jason?
Mike Myers could die. Jason couldn't.
Okay. Is that the only difference?
I think so.
Didn't they both wear hockey masks and use a knife?
No. Mike Myers wore a Mike Myers mask.
Oh. But as in?
Almost leather-faced it, but it was plastic.
Oh, okay.
I assume it was Mike Myers. I don't know. I can't remember what his mask was, but it was just an other bloke, really pale. I figured it was Mike Myers.
I figure it would have been less scary if he wore a Shrek mask, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So, any others?
What constitutes a horror film? Because surely any film that has sort of vampires...
Your typical Hammer monsters.
Right, easy. I could survive a Dracula movie, dead easy.
Which one? Dracula Untold. Dracula Dead and Loving It with Liam Neeson, Leslie Nielsen.
You're really struggling with names, huh?
They're all the same. All them white guys look the same to me.
I don't know. It's just a standard, like, Bram Stoker's.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah.
All right.
Real easy, right?
Okay.
I won't go to Transylvania.
All right, but he came to America. No, he came to England.
Yeah? He didn't come to Lincoln.
No, he came to London.
I ain't going to London then.
Well, you don't know he's there.
I reckon I'd have figured it out. Right? As soon as someone goes, people start waking up. Yeah, people start getting murdered.
People start waking up dead.
Yeah. With bite marks in their face.
In their face.
I don't know how vampires work.
It's just been mauling people. Are you sure you figure out that's a Dracula and not a werewolf or something?
Either way, I'm not going. Right? I might go for a werewolf, because I don't think you get bit by a werewolf and become a werewolf. And I reckon I'd be alright with that.
Right, so that that's not surviving a film, that's coping with a curse.
Yeah, but I'd survive, wouldn't I?
But a werewolf doesn't always turn its prey into a werewolf. A lot of the time it just eats it.
Yeah, if it doesn't eat it, it just bites you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to get it off you between the point of it biting you
yeah.
and before it kills you.
Yeah. I'll just throw you in front of it.
But it's already got you. Why am I sticking around?
Because I'll have hold of you. I ain't stupid. I know the fastest way to...
stupid. That's why we do that.
I know the fastest way to outrun a werewolf is to outrun you.
No. Doesn't work with werewolves. I bite them on the ear, tame them.
Do you reckon if I bit a werewolf, he would turn into a man?
Maybe. Here we go. Have you got a notoriously infectious mouth?
I don't know.
Have you ever bitten any other animal that turned into a wereman?
Not that I'm aware of, but I don't tend to bite any animals. Not that I haven't already cooked. And if that turned into a man, it's too late now. I've already eaten it.
All right. Okay, so you're going with, well, a werewolf film.
No, I was spitballing ideas.
All right. The Mummy.
Frankenstein. I beat Frankenstein's monster easy. I won't fight him.
We'll join him?
What? No, I'll just leave him to it. Live and let live.
All right.
Real easy.
So your overall survival plan is, well.
So far, yeah.
Just cop it.
The Mummy, which one? Which Mummy did you say?
Let's go with...
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser's Mummy.
Dead really early on. First guy that opens a chest. Yeah. I ain't surviving that. Open his chest. I'm, what chest? Ah, there's a mummy in it.
Oh, it's full of acid. Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, I went chest further up. I think he didn't even get to the mummy.
I'm eaten by scarab beetles in the tomb.
All right, cool. All right, so you're just coping with it, accepting whatever comes your way.
Yeah. Right. Scary movie. That was a horror film.
It was technically, yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Survive really easy in that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll be one of the extras in the background. Or at that bit where she goes, where it's got safety and death, I'll take the safety path.
Oh, yeah, to read what's actually happening. See?
And once you got the option of between gun, banana, and knife, I'll choose gun rather than banana.
Yeah, because you don't like bananas.
No, I hate bananas.
Well, what if someone put on like a toffee yum yum there instead of a banana?
No, I'll take that. But I've got two hands. I ain't stupid enough to pick up one.
Two toffee yum yums.
I can carry two in a single hand.
The big ones, the stupidly large ones, then. Unnecessary big that no one can proper finish. It's just too much.
Then I'll just sit there and eat them. And then try and run afterwards. Get a little bit stitch. Probably die.
All right, cool. Fair. Any other monsters you can think of?
You haven't said how you'd survive.
Oh, I would at least try and cope with the monster. I mean, for example, if it was a Dracula,
yeah,
I'll be his little minion pet.
Oh, you're trying to be an Igor?
I'll be Igor, yeah, hands down, straight away. Frankenstein's monster, I'd probably be the monster.
Yeah, you could try.
I'd go completely the other way. You want to kill folk? Oh, I can do that.
Oh, it's just as soon as that coming, really, shouldn't I? Since the aliens won. Sell the human race out even before they have chance.
The Mummy wants to get his body back? I know a guy who's got plenty of organs. Come on.
You leave my organs alone, dickhead.
You could have ate my yum yums.
My sandwich. Yeah.
So, all right, yeah. So, yeah, what else can we do? I don't know. We've horrored out already quick, as always.
Yeah, yeah. What other horror films are there? And we'll try and play by play them.
All right.
What horror films do we know that we could actually like run through a bit of story?
Let's go with Freddy. As in Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy.
Dream guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So our parents apparently at some point burnt a paedophile.
Yeah.
And he's coming back to haunt our dreams.
Okay.
To get revenge.
Cool.
Whilst we're asleep, he can get us.
Okay.
If he hurts us in our dreams, he hurts us.
Yeah.
How do you do?
Adderall.
Right, see, the kids try that, and they do eventually fall asleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Do I know it's a dream?
Yes. Are you thinking lucid dreaming?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, the kids try that as well. Freddy's already the lucid dreamer. So
it's not how dreaming works.
He does manipulate your dreams.
Right.
That's his power. Because they do eventually beat him by becoming the dream warriors, where they are all lucid dreaming in a shared dream, because he basically creates a shared dream world he pulls people into.
Okay.
So it's his dream whilst you're asleep kind of thing.
Okay. Salt and burn his bones. I've seen Supernatural.
Yep. No, yeah. He was already burnt.
Salt and burn his glove claws or whatever's keeping him here.
I don't think there was any physical form of him. Because he was burnt to ash.
Right.
So he wasn't possessing a thing. He was just haunting the dream world somehow.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you be a dream warrior? How did they actually beat him? Did they just...
They never do. That's the thing. They just, like, stave him off for a bit. He always eventually gets them. That was why he was such a many-filmed villain.
Right. How did he end up coming into the real world then to fight Jason?
That was during the very, very awful film of Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah, I assumed it was awful.
One of the dream kids
grabbed hold of him,
grabbed a bit of his ear, ripped it off.
Yeah,
just as they were woke up, and they woke up with the ear in their hand.
Right,
and so they figured that if they grabbed him and woke up with whilst holding him, they'd bring him back into this world somehow, because that's how things work.
I hope it doesn't, because I had hold of an elephant when I woke up this morning. I was wrestling an elephant in my dream.
I mean, I'm not surprised. Surprised that's the smallest animal you've wrestled.
It wasn't.
So they figured they would grab him, bring him back to the real world, and let Jason deal with him.
Yeah. So they knew about Jason already?
Yeah. Jason was killing him as well. Jason was killing him whilst they were awake. Freddy was getting him whilst they were asleep. They were a power team.
Well, that's really unfortunate for those fuckers, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. Well, luckily, Freddy and Jason didn't get on. Jason just wanted to kill anything, Freddy as well.
Yeah.
And Freddy was getting annoyed that Jason was stealing his kills.
Right. That sounds like a terrible movie.
It was awful. It's not as bad as Jason in Space, or Jason X, or whatever it was, where evil gets an upgrade. That was the tagline.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he got nanobotted. Nanobots kept reanimating him, even though he was reanimating as well.
What?
He's got Wolverine's power.
Okay.
So he's constantly regenerating, but he was drowned as a kid and was brain damaged and tormented by that for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And so he plagued the lake he was drowned in.
Yeah. Didn't he get drowned again at the end of Freddy vs. Jason?
Yes. And then you see him at the very end walking out of the lake with Freddy's head, and Freddy winks at the camera because as he walks by.
Oh, that is the worst way to end a movie.
Yep.
Oh, that is just...
Yep.
No wonder that Red Dwarf made the joke about Friday the 13th, part 1972.
Yeah. So, how do you surprise Freddy or Jason? Apparently, you don't.
No, apparently.
The moral of the story.
Apparently, I just accept my fate, go out looting.
Yeah. Me, I would try and befriend Freddy and start knocking people out left, right, and centre to send in to feed him.
Still wouldn't work.
It wouldn't eventually, no. He'd still get me, but I'm taking out a few people with me. We had a roll in. I'm awake, wide-eyed and crazed. Day 4 comes along and I'm dribbing balls.
Yeah, and you're actually just fighting a mirror or something.
I think I am Freddy.
This guy won't pass out. He's there again. Put you in a hall of mirrors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't beat Freddy or Jason.
Essentially, no.
So there's no point in... I mean, it's just, you can't beat them.
So you can't beat them. Join them.
You can't even join them, though.
You can't.
You can't beat them or join them.
Nah, you can't do it either.
So there's no horror there. It's just murdered.
Yeah. All right. How about...
So they're not really good horror... You know what? I'm angry about these horror movies now. They're not horrifying, right? Just with... If there's no possibility of hope, there's no possibility of being afraid. Because if you're going to die regardless, where the fuck is the fear? You know you're going to die. Oh, well, just die. It's no point. That is a terrible idea for a movie.
And there's the scream, Jack.
Yeah,
paint it right now.
Fucking horror films are so bad. This is why I don't watch them. Fucking written by some half-crazed moron who just never heard a story writing before. I'm making an immortal guy who kills everybody regardless. That's a fun story to watch for 2.5 hours.
Jeepers Creepers.
I think I've seen that. Isn't that one with a really shit song?
Yep.
Jeepers.
Yep, that's the guy.
Where'd you get those creepers?
So he's some kind of weird Batman.
He's a Batman of some kind, isn't
he's
he?
He's some kind of demon, and he regenerates his body by stealing bits from people. But they have to be specific bits from specific people.
Yeah, he mummies it.
And he can only tell what bit he wants from someone when they are afraid.
Yeah. Yeah. That's alright, yeah. I can get behind that.
He also only hunts for 23 days once every 23 years.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. No one likes you when you're 23. Blink 182 said it.
I don't know about that. Come on with your pop culture references.
It's not exactly pop culture. Not anymore.
Well,
that song came out in like 98.
Yeah, well, still too modern for my liking. You know me. If it's not on a little metal cog with pegs on it, I'm not a fan. That's the one.
Hammond orchestra music.
So yeah, I don't think I don't fear fear as quickly as most people do. I mean, like you, I tend to accept my pain fairly on. So I don't know whether he would notice the I've got something he wants.
Yeah.
I don't think blasé is an organ.
Yeah. It'd just be like, ah,
oh my God, oh man, it's Batman! I told you it was real! Excitement, if anything.
Yeah, because you only can tell when you're afraid. I mean, there's very little chance that you'll figure it out. Right? If you're going through his 23-day hunt, going, you know what? I really wish I could find my eyes, but no one's afraid. Like the guy, whoever's got my eyes, is clearly not afraid. A really big guy. It's got to be me, innit? Or him.
Yep. You're either getting a good set of eyes or a good set of eyes. It's 50-50 at this point.
Problem is, you're never going to know which one it is.
One of us has also got your spleen. So.
Yeah. I got someone's spleen.
Like you could hold up his spleen. Can't beat him.
Yeah. I think that's how we get better organs, isn't it? Poor old Jimmy.
If you're bit by a Keeper's Creepers thing, do you become a Keeper's Creepers thing?
I don't think that's part of its rules, is it?
I don't know. I never saw him just eat a guy. Well, bite him and let him go. I mean, there's got to be a way they breed. Unless he needs to steal the shillong and nuts from someone specifically whilst they're afraid.
desperately prowling around like make-out spots in America. trying to find like some...
Can he only figure out that bit if they're horny?
That's what I figured, yeah. Horny and afraid. He's got to get very specific levels of afraid, right? He's gonna see afraid, hear afraid, scream afraid, horny afraid, and then the organs he can get. I don't know whether scream is just vocal cords, isn't it?
Or lungs. You know, something around there, I guess. Because at one point it does steal a guy's head, the whole head.
I mean, that's a bit unnecessary, surely. You don't need a whole head.
One guy lopped his head off, and his body grabbed that guy's head and ripped it off and put it on his own.
Huh.
And it was kind of weirdly mutated into his old head.
Oh, that's, yeah, odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why that came to head. But
it came to head?
Oh, it must be his whole thinking thing.
Got a bit locked on with head there, didn't he? Did the old head revert back into the head that it was previous his head?
I don't know, I didn't pay attention.
Oh, I should have done. That would have been interesting to find out. Like, Gary, I wonder what happened to you.
That was 23 years ago.
You became Jeepers Creepers guy.
Anyway, any other buddies? Because Keeper's Creepers guy again, I think. We're either blasé or join him. Mummy. We've done the Mummy, haven't we?
So we did the Mummy, yeah.
But the new Mummy with not Brendan Fraser. Tom Cruise.
I haven't seen the new.
Oh, it's shit, don't watch it.
It's not got Brendan.
That's Tim's hot take.
It's not got Brendan Fraser in it. I'm not going to watch it.
Fair enough.
That's my rules.
What
other movies are there?
Horror films. Things that are genuinely frightening.
Genuinely frightening.
Is there a ghost one? There's got to be a ghost one. There's Ghost Ship.
Yeah, I saw Ghost Ship, yeah. But again, that would be real easy for me to solve because by the time I figured out... Because if you follow the whole movie to the end, you figure out that...
Everybody was already dead.
Yeah, but you're figuring out that the ghost ship needed a bloke that was luring souls in to give to the devil.
Yeah.
Right? I'd do that.
Yeah. I'd have bought a bigger liner.
I'd turn up with a fleet. I got a flotilla. Here you go, Lucifer. Seriously, calm down, boys. You don't need that many souls.
You're going to cause a zombie apocalypse at this rate.
And that's how it happened. Hell was full because we joined the ghost ship. Fucking stupid ideas as well. What about... Is it I Know What You Did Last Summer? You run over a hitchhiker.
With Scream Face. Is that... No, that's Scream.
That is Scream, yeah. You run over a hitchhiker and then people die. Or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I only remember bits of it. Like, vaguely.
I'm remembering vague bits from a Scary Movie.
I think maybe mine might be Scary Movie. I don't know.
There's not been that many modern scary films.
No.
It's kind of like... I think... We've lost the culture for it, haven't we? It. How would you survive it? you haven't seen it, have you? That blank look in your face then, I can just tell you. You thought of a monster and instantly realised you know nothing about it.
Right, I have seen the Tim Curry It.
Right. Once. Both of them?
There's two.
Fuck's sake.
I've seen the first one.
The Tim Curry It, I think, was actually a three-part special. I want to say, because the reason this one's got two is because it's done what they did, where there was It when they were kids and It when they were older.
Ah.
When it came back.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't know about that.
Right. So, the It was some kind of weird creature.
Yeah.
And it could, like, it had, like, the pilot fish pilot light.
Yeah.
To make people think, see things it wanted to.
Yeah.
It mesmerised.
Yeah. I'm dying really early on, aren't I?
Yeah. Ooh, a clown in a sewer, let's go! You're that kid.
I always wanted to kick a clown in a sewer.
Do balloon animals for me. That's not the kind of clown I am. Do balloon animals!
I want a dog! Make me a bicycle! Air balloons, come on! Juggle for me, bitch! Yeah, I'm getting killed really early on.
Yeah.
What about you?
Hey guys, have you seen this clown in the sewer?
I have. Oh man, look, he's in a balloon animal for me. I'm not in a balloon animal. You might let me go. Just to annoy him too much. Just walk out and go, look, it may be a balloon bike. Also, I think there's some sort of monster in there. Anyway, I'm off. I'm going to try and ride this home.
How is he doing that? It's a really good balloon bike hound. You really should have sort that out. It's a business venture. Stop killing people. Make balloon bikes.
Yep, that's how I survive.
Yep. Again, acceptance.
Just annoyed at shit out of him. He lets me go.
All right, any monsters?
I did have one a second ago when I was thinking about it. I was thinking about Stephen King. That was my link, tenuously. How would you survive in The Mist?
Is that the one where the ghost pirates come?
No, that's the one where weird monster things chew people up in the mist and he's trapped in a chopping centre.
And then it suddenly disappears?
Yeah.
It's another one of them Stephen King's. It's something happened and then just went away on its own.
Yeah.
I'd wait away until it goes on. If I knew Stephen King was involved, I'd just wait it out.
Yeah. I mean, that would probably be my option, just stay in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or.
Or?
No, not or. But unlike the people who stay in the supermarket in The Mist, I would execute the people that are panicking. Really early on. You know, there's always one that goes, we can make it out, Oh,
bang. Wait, at that point, wouldn't you be the one that's perceived as the panicky?
No.
For example, if you were in a supermarket and one guy started panicking and then another guy that you don't know shot him.
Really calmly, though.
Yeah, you would have that guy because you know he's going to shoot you shortly.
Yeah. Basically, what's going to happen is, what happens in that situation is...
You're the last man standing.
I become the bad guy of that film, right? And the film stops being a film about mist outside and starts becoming about one guy alone wandering around a supermarket executing strangers. I become the serial killer in that one.
Whereas I'm outside vaping the mist.
I'll get it, don't worry guys.
Oh, swallowed a monster.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sounds about right.
All right, so is The Mist done? Are we going to go through all of the films? Should we Google?
Should we Google top 10 horror films and see how we can survive them?
Go for it.
Right, hold on. I'm Googling now. Top 10 horror movies. Okay. Don't know any of those ones, so I'm going to skip past that top 10. Genuine, I didn't know any of the first ones. Sequels? No, I don't want sequels. Oh, I don't know any of those. 30 horror movies. Top 30. Why is it... You know what? This whole, do you accept the advertising cookies or whatever, really gets up my nose now.
Up your nose?
Yeah. We did The Mist and Saw. Yep. Birds.
Oh, The Birds. Stephen King's The Birds.
No, Alfred Hitchcock's.
The Birds by Stephen King.
Fair enough. Double down with you. Fucked up. It's all right.
Again, isn't that a case of waiting, they'll go away?
You just stay inside, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is it scary?
You know what I'll have? one of those electric fly zappers, but on a bigger scale. Start twatting birds left, right, and centre.
I'm going to skip straight over Dawn. I'll skip straight over Dawn of the Dead, number 26, Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Simple. Go out to Winchester, get a pint, wait for this all to blow over.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. Nightmare on Elm Street. That is a really concerning picture for Nightmare on Elm Street. Look.
Yep. That's how he gets one of them.
Evil Dead 2. Don't know. I didn't see Evil Dead 1, so I can't really.
There's a series out called Ash vs. the Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Because mate boy who was in Evil Dead.
Paranormal Activity.
Again, ghost, then it's Wickers, then it's a demon, then it's Wickers again. Then it's Wickers that summoned a demon deploying a plot of a ghost.
I'm skipping over quite a few here because I don't know. I've never heard of any of them. It Follows. Just an old lady in a gown. I reckon I could survive that pretty easy. All I need is a chair or a cold room. American Werewolf in London.
All right.
Go to London, get bit by a werewolf.
If I'm remembering this one right, is that with guy who played Odin in the latest Marvel films?
I don't know. That you can't tell from that face.
I don't know.
It's a picture of a werewolf face, in case anyone's wondering.
Yeah, it kind of looked like Renee Zellweger. You saw it and saw it, didn't you?
It did a little bit. I mean, that's concerning for her. But
yeah, well, it was accurate. Susan showed me, I was like, Renee Zellweger turns into a werewolf.
Right. It's backpacking on the Yorkshire Moors. That's not even near London.
And then goes to London.
Two American backpackers find themselves wandering on the Yorkshire Moors after dark. And instead of staying safe in the pub called the Slaughtered Lamb, they decide to continue their journey, even though local tells them they'll be fine as long as they stick to the path. And I assume they wander off the path and get eaten.
Or bitten.
Yeah.
One of them will probably get you.
Well, I have two problems with that. Firstly, always stay in the Slaughtered Lamb pub, right? Because
it's where the lamb is.
It's where the lamb is, obviously. And secondly, the Yorkshire Moors are quite far away from London.
Yep. But these are Americans, so they think we all live on the head of a pin.
Apparently so, yeah. I mean, it's like, what, 200 miles to London from Yorkshire?
Probably a bit more.
Yorkshire Moors, 250 miles?
Yeah.
Something like that. So
it's a fair trek.
It's a bit of a walk. I mean, they've got a long walk on their hands. No wonder they were tired when they got there. The Blair Witch Project.
I've never seen it. I never wanted to.
No, because it's filmed out of a hand steadicam shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, don't know any of those ones. Some of the modern ones I'm skipping over because they aren't.
All right, good. Here we go. Here we
28
go.
Days later.
Zombies.
Yeah.
All right. I've got a B-movie for you.
Go on then.
Talos the Mummy. It's one of my favourite mummy films, purely because the bad guy wins. It's one of the first films I saw as a kid where the bad guy won.
Yeah. Right?
It was a mummy. Well, it was a lie. It was the wraps of a mummy.
Yeah.
We're going around and killing people, collecting their organs, kind of like the mummy style.
Yeah.
And building itself a new body.
Yeah.
And it needed the heart of the descendant of this Egyptian princess,
okay,
kind of thing. And this cop, this half-Asian cop guy, were trying to protect this woman that he was convinced the mummy was after.
Yeah.
And the twist at the end of the film was it was never the woman he was after. She was just always around because the cop was around. It was the cop that he was after.
Okay.
So he just basically raped her into her and got her killed.
Oh, dear.
It wanted nothing to do with her whatsoever. But I quite liked it. It was good. So it's the mummy, but it's just wraps harvesting organs from random people.
Yeah.
And you've got to somehow survive that. And it's coming after you because it needs your heart.
Flamethrower.
Nope. They tried burning it.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Okay. Then I would try a flamethrower.
Ah, I see.
I don't think I get a good do-over, do I? I think I would try a flamethrower. Then
find out it didn't work.
Then
yeah.
Find out and it'd take my heart. And my last thoughts would be, well, I wish I got a do-over.
It was limited to its movement purely by the fact that it had to physically get somewhere.
All right.
So it couldn't like just magically appear in a room.
Okay.
It had to. Its wraps would slither under door frames and stuff like that.
Okay.
To get things. And that's how they were fending it off to start with, was basically locking themselves away.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Until it figured out a way in.
Aeroplane.
Yeah?
Air Force One can stay up in the air for like
a day.
We can stay up the way. As long as it's got refuel jets, it can stay up in the air for
until the engines break.
Yeah.
It's hard to repair the engines.
It's like it's tricky, yeah. I give them that. So I'll steal Air Force One and tell them I'm the president.
What if it tries to bird strike you?
How's it going to get up there?
It's intelligent, right? So it gets on one of your refuel jets.
I can bird strike. It's got four engines. It's fine. Okay, I can live with just Three.
Yeah, it does it four times.
I wouldn't fall for it after the first one.
All right.
Well, I mean, I would, but the pilot probably wouldn't.
All right. Then you're not getting refueled?
No, I just tell the refuel pilots to just double check their plane before they fly off.
Okay.
Make sure there's no wraps on it.
Maybe it weighs in late. Lies in wait on the runway, so after they've done their checks, it goes and flies off, just wraps around the wheels at the last possible minute.
All right, that'll be brilliant, because what'll happen then is it'll get into the undercarriage bay and it's trapped there until it lands again.
it'll find its way out. It'll work its way through the mechanics of the cockpit, eject the pilot, and climb out through the screen.
I don't think you know how undercarriage works.
Yeah, sure, there's a way through. I've seen it in films. You get into the cargo bay straight away, and then there's a little hatch into the cockpit. I've seen that in films all the time.
Yeah, in a recording stage. I don't think it works in an actual plane.
Yep, it does. Movie facts is what we're dealing with. Mummy wraps don't actually come and get you, so yeah.
They do. Some of three times this week.
I eat them like noodles.
So do I. Yeah, that's how I deal with it.
Somehow become the president. No, Air Force One.
Just steal Air Force One. I'm not gonna be.
Yeah, but your issue there was again with your refueling plane. Air Force One's been stolen. Wait, the requested fuel.
I told him I've got the president on the plane.
So if you haven't, so the president's going. He hasn't though. But sir, he's really convincing. All right, fine, I've not got the president, but I've got your plane. If you want it back, you have to fill it up.
Yeah, basically.
Why aren't they just shooting you down?
I'll take the president's daughter. Apparently she's really easy to kidnap, according to all thriller movies. Or, like, action movies.
All right, so...
It's really easy to kidnap a president's daughter.
Hey, Maggie. All right, so you're stealing the American president's daughter, yeah. Right? I just want to point out that in a minute, that's Ivanka Trump.
That's his wife, isn't it?
No, that's Melania Trump.
Fuck it. Didn't he make some sort of joke about it? If she wasn't his daughter, he'd bang her?
Probably, yeah.
She probably has.
But, yeah, so I can imagine she's really annoying, assuming that you're able to kidnap her.
Yeah, that'd be fair.
And Air Force One.
I'm doing the assumption that
because we're going to make a laugh about the Air Force One thing. It's constantly Air Force One is whatever plane the president's on.
No, it's not. Air Force One is there's two particular planes, Air Force One and Two, and they're both scrambled simultaneously. They are specific planes.
Yeah, but if he gets onto a different one, at any point it changes its call sign to Air Force One.
No,
it does.
It doesn't, because they don't change the call sign. They call them Air Force One and Air Force Two, but they don't really know which one the president's on, because they don't want to shoot him down.
Yeah, but if he gets onto a different one...
No, because over open radio, if someone goes, president's on this plane here, everyone goes, oh, there he is.
They still have a decoy, but whichever plane he's on is also Air Force One. So they have the decoys as well.
Yeah.
And whichever one he's on.
But they're both called Air Force One.
Yeah, but if he gets on a third ordinary jet, they're all three then become Air Force One.
I don't think it does.
It does.
Ah, we'll have to ask Donald Trump that.
Yeah,
but
next time he's around.
Donald Trump podcast. Saturday Entertainment. Do not support any actions that he does.
But we do have a really good tanning salon.
We have an amazing tanning salon. It's actually just a small sun.
It's not even that. It's just orange paint.
We told him it was a small sun. It's just orange. It's just a cannon.
Yeah, just a paint cannon.
I couldn't afford a real cannon.
All right, so Mr. President, looking here and pout.
And pout. Oh, that was part of it. It was. But... Alien.
Yeah. Alien. Horror film.
It is a horror film.
It's sci-fi.
It's a sci-fi horror.
All right, I'll let it slip. All right, so first things first. We're on a spaceship. Its blood burns through everything.
Yeah.
Why aren't we almost instantly dead the moment someone shoots it?
Good point. We are. Burn straight through the hull. Big old hole. We all get sucked out.
Yep. Unless we're one of the people who's managed to bulkhead themselves on.
Yep.
In which case the alien should get sucked out, because it never closes a door behind it.
No.
So we can shoot it, close the door, wait.
Yeah. Alien gets sucked out. We survive.
Yep. Comes a gun. Right.
Good.
That's how you deal with alien.
Event Horizon.
Ooh. Evil ship that's been to hell.
Yeah.
With Sam Neill.
With Sam Neill. I took him with him.
Yep.
No, he didn't, but Samdiel fell in love with him. Got possessed, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then Hellraiser'd himself.
Yeah. Okay. So that's just a haunted ship, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I remember, there was no survival either.
It was, yeah. Right. So here's how you do it, right? It's the story is, you turn up in the Lewis and Clark.
Yep.
You dock.
Yep.
And you investigate the ship. Slowly but surely, crew start dying. You find... And then you think, all right, we're going to bail.
Yep.
Jump back on the ship. Yep. Lewis and Clark.
Yep.
It blows up.
Okay.
Because Sam Neill sabotaged it.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So at that point, you think, well, Sam Neill's clearly a bad guy. So you just lock Sam Neill in the back end.
Yep.
Blow the neck bit off.
Yep.
Use the head bit as a boy.
Ah, you Boba Fett it.
Yeah. Right? Which is exactly how it happened in the film. The difference between my version and the Sam Neill version is that the minute Sam Neill starts exhibiting weird signs, I mean literally the minute, I'm like, you know what? In the back. Boom. Safe.
Right.
So I barely give Sam Neill a chance to even sabotage Lewis and Clark. I undock the Lewis and Clark and then blow, and I'm still in the head of, just make sure. That's my plan. The minute you go into a weird, wiggly black thing, the rings link up and everyone starts seeing ghosts and demons and stuff.
Yep.
The minute I kill Sam Neill, blow the ship up.
You see, I always found it weird that they docked their ship against it. If you're investigating a ship where something horrific has happened, you don't know what it is, full quarantine conditions like they went in with.
Yeah. Oh, no, they didn't.
They did, didn't they? No, they
were in hazmat suits because there was no atmosphere. They were in...
I remember them saying something because they knew it had been through...
They were testing a quantum gravity drive where they were trying to create a stable wormhole
yeah.
to fold space
yeah.
and travel from point A to point B, the shortest route through the wormhole rather than going the long way around.
Yeah.
But it had been lost and it had just suddenly reappeared.
Yeah.
And so they had no idea what it was that had happened. So they just went on there with the standard salvage procedures, which would basically turn up in your normal EV suit,
yeah.
explore... Activate the air.
See, I would have added an extra layer of precaution. I would have not docked the Lewis and Clark and sent over a shuttle.
They didn't have shells.
Well, they should. It's kind of salvage pod.
They didn't have shells.
Well, that's their mistake, isn't it?
basically, the Lewis and Clark was supposed to be like a tugboat, essentially. Yeah. It's just a. The idea was that it was to get them over there. If they can get the engines of the salvage ship going, they'll get that. If not, its big engines will pull the salvage ship back to Earth.
Yeah.
That was the idea, essentially, behind the Lewis and Clark. It's supposed to be a tugboat. It's supposed to be a salvage vessel. So it didn't have any excess stuff. It just had grav tanks for the people so that they could survive the high gravity drive.
Yeah.
And some food and some big engines and some salvage equipment.
Fair enough.
So that's why they docked.
Yeah, I would have been the Sam Neill character.
They also had a really uncomfortable-looking chair. I don't know how much you remember about it, but the captain's chair was actually like suspended from the ceiling. But the way it was, it looked really. It had Lawrence Fishburne. Morpheus was the lead character, was the captain.
Yeah.
But it was quite a close-fitting chair, and he had to sit really sort of like enclosed, and it looked really uncomfortable to sit in.
Yeah.
I'd have had a better captain's chair put in straight away.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have had a captain's couch. Captain's chaise long.
Well, yeah, in that situation, I would have been Sam Neill. I'd have instantly sold my soul to the devil and tried to kill everyone else.
Yeah. And if
why is this ship haunted? It's haunted? Oh my god, I don't want to be on this ship. I was just killing people.
Too late, old man. You're in the back with Sam Neill now. Bye.
I'll talk to him about velociraptors. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
To be fair, I would be smart enough not to leave the ship connected. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You send in your guys, you disconnect your ship just in case there is something there. You leave them over there.
Exactly, yeah.
They investigate the ship. They find out that it's possessed by demons. They blow the back end up, live in the pod bit. And meanwhile, I go home.
Yeah.
And maybe, if I'm feeling really generous, I might take the head bit and with the guys on it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't let them on. I'll just tug it.
Yeah.
Throw over a tug cable and that's the best you get and let somebody else deal with that shit.
Yeah. But knowing my piloting skills, though, I'd be tugging it along. We get like high gravity.
Slingshot it into the earth.
Yeah. Slingshot it into the earth. What happened? I don't know. All hands lost. Again, this is your 15th salvage mission with all hands lost.
Where's your crew? All hands lost.
Yeah. Basically, I suspect that I'd be the worst at saying salvaging things. The Thing,
Which thing?
It just says The Thing. 1982, John Carpenter movie. Don't know it.
No.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, is that class as a horror movie?
Yeah, I guess. Leatherface and all that. How do you deal with a random set of hillbilly redneck cannibals?
Easy.
In the middle of nowhere.
Don't go there. Or, if you are already there, wood chip.
Oh, yeah. Dive into it.
Just dive into it. Really freak them out.
Really put them off.
That is the best movie ever. I want that on record. Second. What? Yeah, I know.
On its way.
That is the Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Literally the best movie ever. Yeah. So.
Oh my god, these kids are just killing themselves.
It was the. He's in the wood chipper, he's holding his legs. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Are you alright? He's been wood chipped.
Howdy, officer. We've had a doozy of a day.
The Shining?
No, it's a bit shit.
Evil house, isn't it? And that was.
Oh, the Amityville Horror. Again, it's a ghost house.
Isn't that Lizzie Borden's house?
Mm.
No.
I don't know. I don't know people.
She was
established this.
She was a crazy person to kill people. Yeah. I think. I don't know.
Usually, that's how horror houses start, isn't it? Yeah. Crazy person lived here. Oh, it was demons that made him do it.
It's always demons that make him do it, isn't it?
Yeah. Demons, ghosts, and the devil himself.
I don't think it is the devil as often as people make out. I don't think he's got that much time on his hands.
I don't.
I think he's too busy.
He's too busy. Yeah. Got boatloads of ghost ships coming in.
He's trying his best not to cause a zombie apocalypse.
He's building an extension because of those. So, let's sum it up then. So, how do we survive horror films? We either accept it.
I mean, either really poorly or really well, I think.
I don't think really well is any one of the ones we've done.
Hey, we were quite close to the Yorkshire Moors. I was going to say, we could have got away with the American the werewolf in London, but...
I mean, again, assuming that he could bit us and we managed to fend him off at that point and didn't just eat us.
I think Bram Stoker's Dracula is the easiest to fend off because you just...
Don't... Wait, well, deal with him in daylight because he's a low-powered vampire.
Oh, I hate that, yeah.
Yeah. So our survival methods are just cope it.
Cope it, yeah. Just
annoy them until they go away.
Yeah,
wait it out if it's a Stephen King film.
Hey, I annoyed it until he let me go.
Yeah, but that was also a wait out situation, wasn't it? Really?
For you, it was.
And,
I got a balloon bike out of it.
Full and utter betrayal of the human race. I mean,
yeah. Which again is
that's my wheelhouse.
It's in your wheelhouse, that one.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed learning that with us today.
And we'll see you again next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.